All day today here on the main stage, you've been listening to some of the finest of the young string bands, young people playing great music. And we're going to kind of finish that out with this grand finale for the afternoon session by taking perennial Grey Fox favorites, members from the Uncle Earl Band, and they're going to add on a lot of other musicians. And this is going to be one of those very special, one-of-a-kind things that Grey Fox is famous for. So we're ready to let go, and let's please make welcome Uncle Earl and friends.
Decided that instead of trying to pretend like we were a four-piece, we would just go ahead and invite lots and lots of our amazing, ridiculous friends out to play an interesting assortment of favorite tunes. Like this next one. And we have joining us now Noam Pikelny over there on the banjo. And Chris Thiele on the mandolin. And, you know, there's this big band that's on tour this summer that people are really, really excited about. The Police?
Or, are you excited about
The Police? Like, the band, the Police.
They stopped touring before I was conscious, so I'm pretty excited about it.
So in honor of the Police, or the Police, depending on where you're from, we'll do this next cover for you.
We're gonna send this one out to the dancing fringe over here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Sarah Watkins on the fiddle. Sneaky Sarah Watkins. She disappears.
I just heard a little shout out to Kristen right there. Do that again. Where are you? Congratulations to Kristen on the Crayola song, is what that lovely woman out there just said. And,
I don't know what she's talking about. We're gonna do a song about a very small man, Napoleon Bonaparte. We're not sure why he was so popular, because he was kind of a mean guy, caused a lot of unnecessary violence and death. But he was like a celebrity. And we look at Us magazine and we see some people on the cover and we think, now why are they celebrities?
Hillary Duff, how did she do it?
Yeah.
It's the latest cover.
Is she too thin? Does anyone care?
All right, this is a fun little sing-along here.
Bonaparte is away from his wars and his fighting. He has gone to a place he can take no delight in. He may list to the wind or the great mountain. Alexander. He sees his victory.
Thanks, Owen. I'm going to do a little help from Noam Pakelny on the banjo and Chris Critter Eldridge on the guitar.
And the amazing Aoife O'Donovan back there.
So I have a question while we sort of do a little switcheroo up here. Can y'all hear me? How many people here have made friends at Grey Fox that you keep in touch with all year round? How many people have met here who ended up dating someone at Grey Fox? I think last year there was like some big proposal or something. It's your anniversary? 22 years and you met here at Grey Fox. That is the sweetest thing ever. Well, it's our anniversary with this guitar here because we just have to say, this whole set is dedicated to, not to us, but our friends and the friends that we've made here at Grey Fox. I think this is our third year here, and this is our favorite. This is home for us. This is great.
How many people were here 3 years ago when I borrowed Chris Eldridge's guitar and I didn't know him and I slammed it into the microphone stand?
It was this great Grey Fox moment. When I ran into Chris, and something happened to Kristen's guitar, and I said, Chris, you know, I know I don't know you very well, but can we borrow your guitar? And he was a little confused, but he's like, yeah, of course. So we played this set, and it was great, and the sun was shining, and the sun was setting, and the clouds were lofting, and all of a sudden, Kristen went, wham! Like, she just knocked into something.
Wait a minute, the story... There was like a domino effect. I had nothing. It was totally beyond my control. The bass, and I just have to say, our bass player had like a concussion following that set, and we don't really know how. The bass hit her head. She hit the mandolin player, which was Casey, who then hit me, and I hit the microphone, and then we all went, and then the crowd gasped also. But anyway, I think we have a song for you. Ready?
Sure.
All right.
This is a really appropriate song, you know, if you stayed up partying last night. This song is for you. It's one we learned from Charlie Poole. It's called Goodbye Booze. You can just sing along for this afternoon and then change your mind later. See what booze has done.
Well, she swelled my head and she broke my heart. So goodbye, booze. We now must part. Well, I had a good
Sarah Watkins. Well, are you guys ready for to kick it up a notch? To kick it with a tasty fiddle groove? It's gonna be madness. We've got Brittany Haas and Sarah Watkins and Raina Gellert all here to play a fiddle tune for you right now.
This is a fun tune that we all love to play, called Walk Along John to Kansas. Sarah's never heard it, but she's going to love to play it anyhow.
Again, we're going to send this out to the dancing fringe, but we want to see a little more movement from you people. In fact, this is such a good fiddle tune, I think all y'all should get up and boogie. The weekend is young. Do y'all have your 40 degree angle dancing moves down yet? You know, like, it takes a while. You also have to adjust your, I think I'm going to invent and patent first thing Monday morning. Where's that Llewellyn guy? He's gonna help us out. It's a a Gray Fox camp chair at a 40 degree angle. What do you think?
See, you shouldn't have told all of them. Now they're going to get rich. One of them's going to go out and make it happen.
All right, we're gonna play. We're gonna play this next tune and welcome all the fiddle players backstage out. And please join us with a little dancing, hooting, hollering. We like it all. Let us know you're there.
Giving us an excuse to do that.
All right, we're gonna let our bass player sing you one. Who wants to hear our bass player sing one? She makes her home in Boston. Any Boston people out there? She actually lives in Watertown.
Woo! Go Sox! Can we start a fight?
Can you say that in New York State?
I just took the advantage of the fact that there's a very small fence between most of the people from New York and me. I'll have bodyguards for later.
So she makes her home in Watertown, Massachusetts, Boston, whatever. Yeah. They don't have signs in that whole general area anyway.
It's been a special treat for us to play with this woman all summer because, you know, she just made this magical transformation around about January when we needed a bass player. She said, I'll learn the bass. And she walked around with masking tape around her fingers for about 2 weeks. And at the end of this set, I think you're going to get to hear her play the fiddle. She rocks on that. She's got a couple records of her own material, one of which includes this next song. So feel privileged. You're going to get a song from Miss Laura Cortese.
Thank you. It's wicked easy to sing along with, so just don't be shy. Be loud.
Are there any people from Newton, Massachusetts out there? Well, I used to date this boy from Newton. He used to say, Quishta Bubba Moosh. I think you all have, Newton people have your own language, I'm not sure, but we'll talk about that later. You know, we have a table up here with our CDs and t-shirts and all sorts of stuff we want to get rid of, but most importantly, we want to meet everybody and talk about Newton, Massachusetts secret language. And but anyway, it's up here, and our beautiful friend Alana is selling CDs for us, so please come visit us after the set. Come dance with us in a couple hours over the dance set with the String Dusters. We're glad to be here, and we're having a great time so far. We're going to let Laura sing one. This one's called Night Train to Chelsea.
1, 2, 3, 4.
impressions, like you said, have a way of creeping back. Were your friends really mocking you when they saw you on the street? They said you'd be a welcome guest, guaranteed a seat on the night train to Chelsea. Night train to Chelsea. I take the night train to Chelsea. It carries me through the dark. I take the night train to Chelsea.
Thank you.
Laura Cortese.
Andy Hall and Chris Eldridge joining us on that song.
Okay, somebody asked, somebody shouted out, what about that Crayola contest or something like that? So we're going to do this next song for you, and it's a fun one that I made up with a friend of mine named Megan Downs, and she and I both danced with a group called Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble for a number of years. That's right. You guys have seen them here at Gray Fox before with cloggers. And I made a record in my own kitchen that included this song. And it was produced by and featured the bass playing and even the whistling of my good friend who also dances in Footworks and plays with the great band Nickel Creek. Make him welcome Mark Schatz. Gonna get him to play on this here. We won an award for children's music, award-winning song.
And it's available on Kristen's solo album, which is up there at the booth, called Kiss Me Hello. It's a beautiful album.
Awesome. And we'd like to make welcome some very special friends for the Playground Patty Cake Chorus. Eric and Chaz, the Red Sticks. I went to see the doctor, I had come down with the flu. She said, I cannot cure you, but here's something you can do. Take out a piece of paper and we'll sit down for a while and draw a pretty picture of something that makes me smile. Well, I know what makes me happy, didn't have to think for long.
What's that?
But when I tried to draw it, it always came out wrong. I had a box of 12, 48, and 64, but nowhere could I find that one shade I was looking for. I guess I realized, should have come as no surprise. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love. At first I thought it would be blue, but then I saw blue green. And then again in red light, they looked out from my brain. And then at night they're darker, I looked again for you. So gray and black and blue, that warm and after midnight blue. Hues of the deep skies would be a color eyes. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't.
to shine. Just about gave up and then I peeled the paper off a little and really thought it could have been. Oh, not even burnt sienna. Your passport says they're brown, but I'm gonna keep looking round. Gray only doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Gray only doesn't make a color to draw my
so exquisite.
Well, you've met, I think, Raina Gellert, the amazing fiddle player that we have here in Uncle Earl. Who knows? Guys, this is Raina Gellert. Much better. Well, not only is she an amazing fiddle player, but she's a great songwriter and singer, and she's going to do a song that she wrote and recorded on the newest Uncle Earl record, Waterloo, Tennessee. And it's another song about drinking. I don't know what it is about Raina, but she seems to only like to sing songs about drinking, whether it's Goodbye Booze.
But Laura, I have to point out, they're all repentant.
They are all repentant, it's true.
I usually play mandolin on this one, and just walking around this campground at night, there were some amazing pickers, but we found a real good one. We found one that can really play the mandolin. Please make welcome back to the stage, it's Chris Thiele. Our album, Waterloo, Tennessee, which is, like I say, somewhere up, halfway up this hill. And Raina wrote it all by her lonesome. And it goes something along the lines of this.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it, but I stole a lot of words. You know, old-time music, it's all kind of a big, mushy thing.
Friends in that band for previewing. Mark Schatz and Chris Thiele on the mandolin. That was cool. And let's have a hand for Noam Pokelny on the banjo. How many people were able to see the String Dusters last night? More. How about the String Dusters last night? That's right. That's what I thought. All right. Well, we've roped their fiddle player into our all-star lineup for the Uncle Earl and Friends all-star jam. Jeremy Garrett, make him welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Who was here last year and saw Larry Sparks?
Isn't he dreamy? He is. That was not a joke.
Yeah.
He really is. Don't mess with me.
Well, I have to admit, the first time I was going on and on about Larry Sparks, Raina was like, not sure I get it. And then she saw him live, I think it was in California somewhere, and she ran up to me, she found me at this festival, she's like, I get it.
She was right.
This one's a waltz for all of you dancing over there. I love the dancers. How about a hand for the dancers? They're not giving themselves a hand right now.
They're tired.
Yeah, they're a little tired. I know they're going to waltz on this next one. They need a break. They're going to waltz.
From
much you love now, he holds a face in the crowd with a pale
gold. Jeremy Garrett from the Stringdusters, everybody.
Thanks for hanging out with us for our jam. We've been having a blast jamming up here for you kind people. This is our last number. It's an old fiddle tune from Kentucky called Half Past Four.
We'd like to thank Eric on sound for helping us out back out there. Thanks, Eric.
Eric Jeskoviak. And I think Alana's somewhere with our CDs. Where is she?
Halfway up the hill.
Alana's...
There she is!
Very beautiful girl from Tennessee. You must go meet her and check out our merchandising mall. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Have a great
Uncle
evening.
Earl, ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Earl!
Great job from Uncle Earl and friends. We have lots more good music coming onto the hill in just a little over an hour, about an hour and 20 minutes at 6:30. We're going to take a supper break right now. This is a good chance to visit the vendors on the hill, all the way up and down the hill, the food vendors over here, and of course, check behind the first aid tent for all the raffles. Lots going on, and of course, we got lots of fine music tonight at the main stage. We'll see you at 6:30 with host band for Gray Fox Dry Branch Fire Squad.